Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/best of Redditor updates, where this woman's sister, who is 10 years younger than her, tries to hit on her husband. Now that is mental enough, but what happens next is truly insane. My 10-year younger sister is trying to seduce my husband, and I'm freaking out. I am a 30-year-old woman, and my 20-year-old sister has started college in the city that my husband and I live in. He is 28. There's a housing shortage here, and getting her own place may take 2 to 3 years sometimes, so she moved in with us. We live in a 4-bedroom apartment. She moved in last week in November. Everything was great at first. Later, I started noticing that she's very affectionate with my husband. When he works from home, she is home that day, making him sandwiches, coffee, etc. She never uses the shower in her room because it's too small. Instead, she uses the bigger one in the hall so she can walk around in a towel, sometimes going into the kitchen to make tea when my husband is tidying up after dinner. She just stands there in the towel, chit-chatting. It feels so weird and perverted, to be honest. I mean, she's my baby sister. I thought maybe I'm overreacting because I seem to be the only one noticing anything weird. I have spoken to my mum about it, but she says it's in my head, because my husband loves me, and my sister loves me, and I'm just feeling insecure because I'm pregnant and have gained weight. I'm having a difficult pregnancy, so yesterday I took a day off and stayed in bed. My husband was working from home. My sister didn't know I was home. She came home from the gym and she had brought lunch with her. She called for my husband to join her, and I heard her loudly saying, "I bet you wish you had a wife who took care of you like this." I went to the kitchen and she was in her sport bra and very small tight shorts. She was like, "Oh, I didn't know you were here," and she took her lunch and went to her room. I don't know what to do about the situation. I've mentioned this once to her about her walking around in a towel, but she laughed it off, saying that I was imagining things because I'm insecure. If I kicked her out, it would mean that she can't continue with her studies this year because my parents live 5 hours away. I'm not worried about my husband, but I think what she's doing is disrespectful, and for it to continue 1, maybe 2 years is honestly exhausting. What the heck is wrong with her? She used to be my baby girl. Alright then, straight onto the update. This was posted just a few days later. Since my mother and sister dismissed me, I talked to my husband. Thank you, Reddit, for suggesting that. He told me that he has noticed my sister acting weird around him. He was, however, very uncomfortable talking to me about it, since it was my idea that she should live with us. I might think that he's making things up to kick my sister out, for example. He said the days he's been working from home, she's been almost always home, walking around in her underwear or tiny gym wear. He asked her on a number of occasions to put some more clothes on. She laughed and asked if he's not used to being around confident women. She also always talked me down in front of him and commented things like my bad posture or my old age, or I wonder if she'll be able to lose her baby weight. I was appalled. What the frick is wrong with my sister? I've never had problems with her, and I always took care of her growing up. I decided that she must leave. I've been trying to find a place for her in the city, and I know that one of my colleagues' grandmothers rents rooms for students. She lives near campus, so it would be perfect for her. I didn't want to break the news myself to her, because by now I know what she would say, that I'm so jealous and threatened by her. So I asked my husband to talk to her. Apparently, she broke down crying, asking him if I put him up to this. He told her that this was his apartment as much as it's mine, and he is not comfortable either having her around. He told her about the new arrangement that we've made, but if she didn't like it, she was welcome to find a place on her own or move back home. She's getting until the end of the month. Today, she was so angry with me. She told me that if my husband really loved me, I wouldn't have felt so threatened by her. She was also mad because now she'll have to pay rent and live in a smaller room. I don't know. I feel sorry for her, but I'm honestly shocked at how callous she is. When did this happen? Only yesterday, she was my baby, who waits for me to come home on holidays to try my new clothes and makeup. Now she's shut in her room, only speaking to me to call me pathetic and insecure. I'm so miserable right now. Alright, interesting story to start today's episode. First of all, the towel thing. Now, I've got to say personally that I love walking around in my towels. girls, and I'm not trying to get with any of my family or their partners, just to make that clear. However, that in context with all the other stuff that your younger sister is doing, you know, just clear flirtation, it's pretty obvious. Yeah, you did the right thing. Also, fair play to your husband for saying this, because it must have been extremely uncomfortable to come between two sisters, but he did what he had to do, and I rate him highly for that. My husband has been lying to me about our finances, and we are screwed. The title is basically the story. I am also to blame for this. I realised that. We divided household responsibilities pretty evenly, but we don't split every responsibility down the middle, and finances were his job. He's better at them. I thought he was better at them. We are $50,000 in credit card debt. I did not know about this. $50,000 on a home equity loan. I did know about this. 2 months behind on our mortgage and severely behind on a car payment. I quit my job when we decided to have my middle child 3 years ago. Then we had our youngest a year ago. I thought we were fine. We should have been fine. I don't understand what the frick happened or why he waited so long to tell me. I trusted him completely. I would never have believed this. I love him so much. By all accounts, we had an ideal marriage. Or we did. I thought we did. I have no idea how we can ever come back from this. It will take years to pay this off. I'm in school full time, but I need to drop out because we can obviously no longer afford childcare while I'm in class. That just sets us back even more because my earning potential is lower. The most screwed up part is that my dad did this exact same thing to my mum. It was awful to live through as a teenager. It was a serious contributor in being resistant to commitment or ever relying on anyone for anything. My husband obviously knew about this. It was my number one reservation when I was quitting my job. I can't believe I was so stupid. This is my worst fear coming true, and I've got no idea what to do. And then we have a couple of quick edits from OP. I don't know why everyone is making up that my kids are in daycare full time, but they're not. I pay a babysitter while I take one class on campus. Our oldest is in public school and our younger two are home with me. I'm going to community college and 75% of my classes are online, the rest are at night. There is no daycare bill. It's literally a $300 per month expense and it should have worked. We're not living large here. I cook everything from scratch. We don't get takeout. I cloth diaper. I buy the kids clothes secondhand or get hand-me-downs. Our cars aren't new, our mortgage is very reasonable. We cut all of the extras when I stop working because my job would hardly have paid for daycare. There is no reason that his income should not have been enough. I don't know what he spent money on, but it clearly wasn't our bills. And then a final edit. My husband makes $140,000 per year. I was making $30,000 per year. We had no credit card debt when I quit my job. Our mortgage and home equity loan are $2,000 per month. Our car payments combined are $500 per month. I know Reddit thinks that women asexually produce children and then force men to support them, but my husband enthusiastically wanted children as well and had an equal role in creating them. My salary would not have justified the cost of daycare. We both did the numbers 100 different ways and it should have worked. It should still be working. I don't know what the frick he's spending money on or if this is even the extent of the issue, but I didn't just frivolously spend money like a frickin' idiot. I bust my butt to keep our expenses low. The plan was that I would finish school and start working again by the time my middle was in kindergarten, so we would only have one child in daycare. It was a good plan. It would have worked. I don't know what happened, and I'm terrified to find out. And then, just 16 hours later, we get this update from OP in the comments of the original post. I'm going to post this here, and I'll come back and respond individually later on. Maybe tomorrow. When I posted this, I had literally just learned about how bad it was. I spent the day going through everything and talking to my husband. He's cheating on me. The woman has 2 kids, and I guess he's been helping her with them. They could be his for all I know. He's currently vomiting and crying in the bathroom, so that's freaking great. I unfortunately have to stay married to him long enough to figure out the finances. I'm talking to a bankruptcy lawyer on Monday. Thank you everyone who made me feel a little less alone today. Wow, that took a pretty quick turn for the worst. Sorry to hear that. That's such an empty apology. What do you even say to that? Like, gee, that is so disgusting. What can you do in that situation? Nothing. Not gonna lie, as I was reading that first post, I was trying to work out what he might have been spending the money on behind your back. And that did cross my mind, but I thought, you know what, no. It can't be the case. He seems like a good man. But no, unfortunately not. Yeah, sorry once again. Let's move on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
gone. Am I the butthole for telling my daughter she cannot marry a racist? Some background. My wife and I worked and lived in a somewhat larger city where my daughter was born. My wife got a job opportunity in one of her employer's field offices, and it was too good to pass up. We moved to the boonies when my daughter, Amy, was a preteen, and we've been here ever since. The people are nice, but we were quickly labelled as city folk, and so we never really integrated very well. Amy came back the summer between her freshman and sophomore year. She got a summer job, which is where she met her fiancé, Dan. We've had him over to the house countless times since then, and he is polite, respectful, and he seems to truly love my daughter. He is a local, and his family have been locals for generations. We rarely met up with his parents, but they also seemed nice when we did. They dated long distance all through her college years. This past summer, they got engaged. His parents decided to throw an engagement party last weekend at their house. We'd never been there, and I was excited to see the home where he grew up and meet his extended family. The party was fine. We did our best to fit in. But like I mentioned, we were from the city and they poked fun a little bit. His dad gave a speech, and while it wasn't overtly racist, he mentioned how he was happy that his son found a nice white girl and was looking forward to white grandbabies. As the night progressed, they started to share a bit of family history so that we would know the proud lineage our family would now be a part of. Without going into too much detail, they're descended from members of a hate group. We decided to be polite and not say anything, but we didn't stay much longer. I let this stew for a few days until Amy returned home. She tells me that she was not aware of his family history, but it doesn't change her mind. I don't want her marrying into this family though, and I told her so. She says Dan doesn't wholly believe what his parents do, but I'm not convinced. You can't be raised to believe you're of a superior race and not have it become internalized to some degree. She assures me that they have a lifetime for her to point out all the ways his parents are wrong, but I'm worried that if they never leave his hometown, there'll be too much pushback from his family. I told her that I'm gonna be firm on this, that I don't want her marrying into that family. She called me a butthole and has been ignoring me ever since. I feel horrible, but this isn't what I'd hoped for her. So, is she right, or am I being a butthole? Okay then, straight on to the update. Not long after I posted, Amy came to me to apologize. I was surprised, because based on the responses I was getting, I was preparing to apologize to her. So just FYI, the people of Reddit on r/amothebutthole thought, overall, the OP was the butthole in this situation. Now, I'm not sure if I agree with that, to be honest. I think she was just concerned. But yeah, you probably shouldn't step in the way of your kid marrying someone else. I don't know. It's their decision, ultimately. What do you think? Get in the comments. Anyway, let's carry on with the updates. Amy said that she lashed out because she was trying to reconcile her relationship as she knew it with the new information about who he was. I asked her if she really had no idea, and she said that, looking back, there were warning signs, but nothing that would lead her to believe that he was overtly racist. I guess being long distance and liking him so much allowed her to remain mostly ignorant. She wanted to know what she should do. I told her that I was going to talk to Dan and try to get a beat on who he is, apart from his parents. She seemed to think that was a good idea. A lot of people said that I was being unfair labeling him a racist before, but now that we've spoken, I can tell you for certain that he is a racist. A lot of you were trying to figure out what Amy meant by him not being wholly racist, and I think I can answer that now. He told me that he doesn't harbor any hatred for anyone, but he believes the white race will go extinct eventually, and he's proud of who he is and of his race, and he doesn't want that to happen. Which I guess also explains his father's comments about white grandbabies. I told him that his heritage is nothing to be proud of, and that his beliefs will have no place in our family or in my household. He said that Amy seemed to understand him, and that I might not have a choice of whether or not his beliefs will be a part of my family. I said that he was right. If Amy wants to move forward with the wedding, then there is nothing I can do to stop her. Yeah, I do agree with that. That's a good thing to say. He sneered and told me that he supposed we had nothing more to discuss, and that was the end of it. All right, this is all becoming a little bit more clear now. I told Amy what me and him discussed, and she decided to call it off. She broke up with him, and he has not taken too kindly to it. He's been to the house a lot, so we decided to get her an apartment back in the city. Her work is going to start phasing back into the office anyway, so the timing works out. His parents called us and came to speak with us a few times. At first, they were just trying to figure out what was going on, but it quickly turned into them berating us. I got some Reddit flack for not standing up to them initially, so this time I made sure they knew where I stood. See, this is the issue I have sometimes with Reddit. People want you to just go straight away, 100%, jump on things, like stand up for people, rather than just calm down and act coolly and assess the situation, which is what you did. Looking back now at your first post, it's pretty clear that you weren't the butthole, given what we now know, right? You were just assessing. You were like, okay, I'm not sure I like this, but ultimately, as you said, as you admitted, it's not your decision. You can't stop her from marrying who she wants to, but at least you knew that something was wrong here. And you didn't just jump in straight away, making assumptions like, I guess they wanted you to. The commenters on Reddit, that is. I don't know. My point is that sometimes people in the comment sections of real life events want you to do things that just aren't practical at the time. So guys, what do you think? Do you think this woman was the butthole in the first place? Or do you think she acted perfectly? Let me know in the comments down below, and I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.